This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said his government intends to make Viksit Bharat possible by 2047 with active support of countrymen. Speaking after laying stone of the third phase of Namma Metro in Bengaluru today, the Prime Minister listed out steps initiated by his government to make India a developed country through reforms, performances and transformations. He said the journey began when India was among the fragile 10 countries before 2014. Now the Indian economy is the fifth largest and fastest economy. Metro Rail has grown from 5 cities to 24 cities and is the third largest globally in terms of metro network. Mentioning that this is his first visit to Bengaluru following Operation Sindoor, the Prime Minister highlighted the success of Indian forces in Operation Sindoor and said the entire world witnessed this phase of New India.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर में भारतीय सेनाओं की सफलता सीमा पार कई किलोमीटर भीतर आतंकवादी ठिकानों को नेस्त नाबूद करने की ताकत और आतंकवादियों के बचाव में उतरे पाकिस्तान को कुछ ही घंटों में घुटनों पर लाने की हमारी क्षमता पूरी दुनिया ने नए भारत के इस स्वरूप के दर्शन किए हैं। ऑपरेशन सिंदूर की सफलता के पीछे बहुत बड़ी वजह हमारी टेक्नोलॉजी और डिफेंस में मेक इन इंडिया की ताकत है।
Earlier, the Prime Minister inaugurated laid foundation stone of metro projects worth around 22,800 crore rupees in Bengaluru. He flagged off Vande Bharat train service between Bengaluru and Belagavi and virtually flagged off Vande Bharat services between Amritsar and Katra and another from Nagpur to Pune. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh laid the foundation stone for the BEML rail hub for manufacturing project worth 1,800 crore rupees in Madhya Pradesh today. The facility will be set up on over 60 hectares of land in Umaria village of Raisen district. It is expected to provide employment to more than 5,000 people. The unit will manufacture coaches for Vande Bharat, Amrit Bharat and metro trains. Speaking on the occasion, the Defence Minister said the high-speed trains in India will be equipped with coaches made at the facility. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has said that the state has access to the world's best systems and technology to curb incidents like communal hatred through social media leading to riots. He stated that Garud Drishti tools are playing a vital role in tracking down such individuals and ensuring immediate action against them. In Bihar, the Election Commission of India has issued a notice to senior BJP leader and Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Kumar Sinha for holding two epic electors' photo identity cards. The Electoral Registration Officer of the Bankipur Assembly constituency has directed Mr. Sinha to furnish details by 5 p.m. on the 14th of this month after his name was found in the electoral rolls of both Bankipur and Lakhisarai Assembly constituencies in Bihar. This is the second high-profile case of dual epic cards following a similar controversy involving a former deputy chief minister and RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav. The India Meteorological Department IMD has issued an orange colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Sikkim tomorrow. Heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds is also very likely at isolated places in Haryana, Delhi, Punjab, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya and Telangana. While thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds will occur at isolated places in all northwestern states, Maharashtra, Odisha, Chhattisgarh and Jharkhand tomorrow. A new chapter in Indian athletics began today at the Kalinga Stadium in Bhubaneswar of Odisha with the hosting of World Athletics Bronze Level Continental Tour 2025 for the first time in the country. India's under-20 women's football team today booked their place at the AFC Under-20 Women's Asian Cup 2026 with a 1-0 win over host Myanmar in Yangon. Pooja's first half header proved decisive, ending a 20-year wait to book India's place at the Asian Cup 2026. And that is the end of this news bulletin.